Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
714, gonna be nice today. Highs of 60 degrees with nothing but sunshine. We're still in the upper 40s now around the areas. If you average all the temperatures tomorrow, highs of 68. 72 on Thursday, warmer Friday with a 50% chance for showers as another front comes through. And the weekend's going to be gorgeous. Highs of 68 on Saturday and Sunday. 49ers Sunday. Get out there early, start tailgating, get ready, and then bring it into the dome as the Saints play the 49ers for what will be, if they went out, the guaranteed first place seed in the NFL playoffs. It's been a violent week in New Orleans. I don't know if you could say weekend or not. It started late Saturday, early Sunday morning, and since then, there have been 17 people shot. I'm trying to get an angle on it, or a handle on it, rather. I think it's 18 people shot is the actual total in the Crescent City. Our friend Ronald Serpas joins us, professor of practice in the Department of Criminal Justice at Loyola and a former NOPD chief. Good morning, Ronald.
Hi, Tom. How are you?
I'm well. I don't know why I was reading that. I know damn well who you are. How you been?
I've been very good. And you? Do you have a good Thanksgiving?
I did. Very well. And very nice. I presume yours as well.
It was.
Good. I'm going to start with the elephant in the room, all right? Because I've heard this from so many people blaming this on the Bayou Classic. Please address that.
I think that's probably not the best way to look at it. It's not necessarily factual either. The city of New Orleans enjoys tens of millions of visitors a year. This last 7 to 10 days, this number of shootings is not, unfortunately, uncommon. The 10 events that happened on Thanksgiving, Bayou Classic night, if you remove them, hoping that they wouldn't have happened, it had been about 7 or 8 or maybe one a day during the holiday season. And what happens during the holiday season, a lot of people who are normally separated by work time and distance come back together. We know from our experiences as a police chief and as an academic, much of the acts of violence that people push against each other, they knew each other. So these kinds of things that don't have to do with the Bayou Classic shooting can happen. They do happen. They oftentimes happen around holidays. As to the Bayou Classic shooting, you know, the police, these troopers, the deputies, they all need to be considered what they had to do, right? Shooting breaks out. They see people run. They've got to immediately assess the scene, find victims, protect evidence, find witnesses and suspects, and do that seamlessly and instantly while everybody is still running around quite, you know, shaken. In that regard, it appears the NOPD, the state police, other agencies that assist in that downtown package did all the things they could do. Final thought, the idea that someone knew someone such that they were so angry at him, the next time they saw him, they would shoot him and a police officer was in the block is not new to New Orleans, it's not new to Louisiana, and it's not new to the country. So we have to take these things in stride and recognize it's the illegal behavior and the illegal use of a gun is what's behind this.
Well, see, and that makes me think, Ronald, that you know, you can't, I got to phrase this delicately because it is a matter for the police, but you can't expect the police to prevent every shooting because that would take some kind of Secret Service thing, protection for everybody or eyeballing everybody. And in terms of this Bayou Classic, the police were in the area so much so that they thought they were being fired upon, right? Mm-hmm. So you can't, go ahead.
No, that's common, particularly in, I mean, I had a total of 25 years of working in New Orleans during all the festive seasons, and we have a lot of police down there for a reason, and many of them are not wearing uniforms, looking for people with guns and other nefarious behavior. So the package that the police puts down there is straightforward. It's leaning differently every year into new directions to try to be as disruptive as possible. The thing to remember, it sometimes, I guess, when the police chief says this, it sounds like some kind of, you know, mystical statement, but it's true. People don't shoot each other generally unless they know them. And to shoot someone you know in the middle of a big crowd of people not caring about the crowd means that you were usually really very angry at that person and you weren't thinking clear. And that is not an excuse by any sense. That's a recognition that the police cannot, as you said, expect to guess every single one of those events as somebody walks by in a crowd of 1,000 in a block.
We're going to take a break when we pick it up here. Somebody yesterday, I think it was, mentioned why, and it certainly wasn't Newell, but why couldn't the police detain a suspect? And I don't think they quite understand the situation that was going on late Saturday night or early Sunday morning. And the other thing I heard was that the police have to be more proactive as it relates to arresting people after this happens. But I don't know that they're not on top of it as much as they can be as it is. And the other question I have, Ronald, is as it relates to holidays and those kind of things, do people actually maintain and sustain a beef so much so that this thing's been simmering for a year and they're waiting, and as soon as person X comes back to celebrate Thanksgiving, they size that up as their opportunity? 720 more when we return. Now traffic on WWL. 724, Tommy Tucker, WWL, talking with Ronald Surpass, former NLPD superintendent and a professor of practice in the Department of Criminal Justice at Loyola, about the spate of violence in Orleans Parish since late Saturday night, early Sunday morning. And, Chief, I'm getting these texts that are coming in trying to, I think they find, they have a set of beliefs and something happens and they try to back logic their way into it. And somebody texted in and said, wasn't one of the people involved 16? What kind of parent has their kid out that late? A lot of 16-year-olds are out late, and that, and I'm not saying they should be, but that goes across all racial and socioeconomic lines, doesn't it?
Well, it absolutely does. And an event like the Bayou Classic, which oftentimes brings large families of followers of Grambling and Southern, it's not out of the realm of possibility that a 16-year-old actually could have been in the same block with his parents, all as a family there to celebrate the event. Doesn't mean that there's not 16-year-olds that are out after curfew, but in a family event, you will have families with their children out late.
When it relates to, I heard somebody talk about the police detaining a suspect. I don't know if they don't realize what was going on or not, but you had, what, hundreds of people running in one direction and the police trying to go in the other?
Well, I've been in those kind of events more than once in my career, and the thing that the police have to do first and foremost is protect for injuries. They have to protect for evidence. They have to try to identify a person of interest or a suspect, and they have to get people peaceably out of the way so that the police can do their work. That happens in split seconds. And the police can detain people if they have a reasonable suspicion or a probable cause under the law. And oftentimes they are able to snatch the person who did it right out of the crowd. But it doesn't have to happen that way for it to be successful or not successful, because they can still find it. Another small piece to this that's important, and the audience knows this, but we should say it again. There are some people who may be aware of events that feel they are at risk if they talk about the events. Crime Stoppers is specifically set up to take anonymous information to help the police build the case. And ultimately, every case has to go to the prosecutor, and the prosecutor has to have a case that's been built properly so that they can do their work. So we have a little bit of ways to go to get there. And, you know, you said something else right before the break that, you know, would friends really wait each other out for that? We had an eerily similar event when I was superintendent a few years ago where a guy had gotten into a shootout with an associate in Baton Rouge. The Baton Rouge victim survives the shooting. He comes to Bourbon Street to enjoy, I don't even know if it's Bayou Classic or not, and the guy who shot him sees him and says, ah, I thought I got you last time, and shoots him in the middle of the street right in front of the police.
Holy moly.
So it can happen. It can happen. And the fact that it happens doesn't mean maybe that the systems fell apart. It means that some people are so angry at who they want to attack, they lose sight of what's all around them. And their possession of a weapon, by and large, has been my experience. It's not a Democrat, Republican talking point. It's not a Second Amendment talking point. It is a person has illegally possessed and has illegally used a firearm. All those other issues kind of are important maybe to the national discussion, but when you get into the nuts and bolts of a case, almost always it's going to be an illegally possessed or legally possessed, but an illegally used weapon.
All right, so how would you keep that person from getting that illegal weapon to begin with, or if he does get it, prevent him from using it, et cetera?
Well, the thing about preventing the illegal weapons is quite difficult because people buy and sell illegal product for the whole history of our country. If you want a gun and it's illegal, you're going to find one. If you want dope and it's illegal, you're going to find one. If you want an iPhone that's illegal, you're going to find one. So we all have possible, you know, investigative strategies to try to break up the distribution of illegal things. The state of mind who someone chooses to use an illegal weapon, we see it happen, right? Sometimes people legally possess a weapon, but for some reason they decide to go somewhere and shoot someone that was never going to be legal. So we just like to keep, you know, in the understanding of how this works, it's probably always a good idea to keep separated the difference between illegal use and illegal decisions to use. That's what really drives the injury of someone else.
So is this just, do these things happen in spurts where because there have been 18 shootings that now everybody gets all in an uproar, but then it slacks off for whatever reason statistically, so we kind of say, well, that's it, we don't have to worry about that, and then the numbers are going to go up again?
Well, I think overall the NOPD has done a tremendous job in 2019 and 2018 bringing down the overall violent numbers every day. And they have been trending down, and that's a very positive sign. It's a very positive sign for the community. But what does happen is if you have a shooting like this or some sort of event, say it was just a big barroom melee fight and, you know, 10 people got sent to the hospital because of broken glasses or broken chairs, it's around a holiday event, around a major visit to the city, it's going to get attention just by the nature of when and where it happened in the city, not so much only that it happened.
Thank you. I appreciate your time as always. If we don't talk to you, have a Merry Christmas, Happy New Year.
Same to you. Merry Christmas.
You bet. Ronald Surpass, former NOPD chief. Somebody texted in, if the police can't deter a crime when they're standing in front of the perpetrators, what the hell good are they? I would suggest you just sit down and think through what you just said. Time now, WWL First News with Chris Miller.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.